So if you've built any kind of AI application or autonomous agent, this is a wall that people run into. Large language models suffer from complete amnesia. So the second the API connection loses and everything your agent has learned, every decision it made, every tool trace it generated, it's completely wiped off, right? So if you want your agent to remember anything, you have to pack its entire conversation history back into the context window for the next call that you're going to make. And that completely destroys your latency, racks up massive unsustainable token bills, and you end up paying, you know, a lot of money. And to solve this, we turn to traditional RAG, right? Vector RAGs. So the idea, if you don't know, is we split our files into text chunks. We turn those chunks into vector embeddings, and we threw them in a vector database, and that's cool, that's done. But traditional vector RAG is architecturally limited. Vector databases treat your files like isolated bag of embeddings, if you will, and there's no real structure, okay? There's no awareness of like relationships, and you know, it works really fine for like demo purposes, a simple search task, if you will. If let's say you're trying to find a single paragraph inside a user manual. But if you ask your agent for like something more complex, let's say there's a multi-hop query, the vector RAG will not work as well as you expect it to. So you think about like an enterprise workspace. Your product requirements are, you know, and everything is, you're tracking everything in Jira, and your long form like technical guides you are having on like GitHub or something, or Google Docs or whatever. And your developers, they're chatting in Slack. And if you ask like a standard RAG system, like, hey, how does the Salesforce agreement that we signed last week affect the open Jira ticket that we discussed on Slack? It won't be able to answer as accurately, because it's going to retrieve isolated chunks about Salesforce, other chunks about Jira, few Slack messages. It can't structurally trace the connections between these platforms. So it leaves the LLM to like hallucinate, if you will. So it's not like you can just stuff more data into a massive context window to solve this. That's not how it works either, because you get hit with token latency and the model inevitably misses the key details placed right inside the middle of your prompt. So if we want agents that can actually learn and operate inside a complex domain, we need to have persistent, structured memory layer that understands relationships, not just semantic similarity. Now, this is where Cogni comes in. So Cogni is an open source AI memory platform designed to give agents a self-improving long-term memory engine. It bridges this gap we spoke about earlier between raw unstructured data and LLM reasoning by combining graph databases with vector storage. So unlike standalone vector stores, Cogni operates on a three-layer unified database architecture. The relational store, which basically handles document-level metadata in provenance, basically means that it can track exactly where each piece of data came from and how it links to the source. Then there's the vector store, which basically holds embeddings for semantic similarity searches, and the graph store, which basically represents entities and relationships as interconnected nodes and edges. And because these systems are unified under a single engine, every node in your graph stays linked to its corresponding vector embedding. So this basically means that your retrieval can move seamlessly between semantic similarity and structural graph traversal without losing context or coherence. I'll give you a demo in a bit. And also, Cogni, you know, does not just construct a static knowledge graph. It constructs a context graph. So basically, a traditional knowledge graph stores rigid static facts, and a context graph is dynamic and temporal. So basically, it tracks how facts change over time, and it preserves provenance back to the source documents, and it adapts based on user feedback and actual usage traces. So Cogni splits this memory into like two logical layers. So there's the session memory that acts as a high-speed transient cache, if you will, for active agent runs. So basically loading relevant embeddings and graph fragments into runtime context for fast reasoning. And then there's the permanent memory stores, which is going to store the long-term memory knowledge including historical interaction traces, derived relationships, and domain-specific ontologies, steadily organizing them so that these can evolve over time. Cogni's 1.0 API condenses this entire lifecycle into just four core operations. The functions are remember, recall, improve, and forget. So let's talk about remember. That's the first one. This is your main ingestion entry point. So it has two distinct modes depending on whether you want to provide a session ID. Without a session ID, it operates in permanent memory mode, running the full heavier pipeline to chunk, extract entities, and build graph nodes, and it creates the embeddings. If you pass it a session ID, it runs in session memory mode, acting as a high-speed short-term cache that returns quickly. So if you leave self-improvement enabled, it triggers automatically an asynchronous background bridge to sync that session data into the permanent graph. Second, we have recall. This is basically how you query your memory. So Cogni comes equipped with 14 distinct search types, ranging from simple semantic chunk search to highly advanced iterative reasoning. So for example, you can use like graph completion COT to run an iterative step-by-step chain of thought traversal over the graph to validate multi-hop answers. Third, we have improve. A critical issue with the typical agent memory is that it remains static. Improve basically runs the enrichment process under the hood to refine and enrich your graph over time. So basically, when you pass it session IDs, it bridges the temporary session memory directly into your permanent long-term graph. And it also applies feedback-based weighting. So if a user gives a thumbs up to an agent's response, the engine strengthens the weights on the graph edges that were retrieved to generate that answer, making them more influential when you make queries in the future. So here you can see I have had only these 9 files, and now I'm adding one more demo prep call file. This is the file. Process is complete. Now if I go to the knowledge graph, earlier knowledge graph did not have this file, right? It did not exist. So if you see here, this has been updated. It has been mapped by Cogni itself. And if I go here, I can see the types and everything is available. This is gonna also help in recall. So if I go ahead and search some query regarding Maya, so you can see I'm getting information about it. And finally, we have forget. This basically allows you to safely prune the data at the item level, dataset level, or wipe everything to keep your database clean. So how do you build this graph without turning it into a complete mess? If you let an AI build a knowledge graph completely on its own, it can become a disaster. For example, if the AI reads one document and makes a folder called, let's say, Stripe Gateway, and then it reads a different document and makes a folder called a Payment Flow, it won't actually realize that they are actually the exact same thing. And you end up with a fragmented, disconnected database where the dots never get connected. So Cogni solves this by giving you a set of blueprints called data points. These data points are written in standard Python using a popular tool called Pydantic. You can think of this as a strict template, and you get to define exactly what your entities are and what information they can hold and how they are allowed to link to each other. And if you are worried about the Python code breaking when you try to link the two different templates together, Cogni has a neat little trick called skip validation. It's basically a single line of code that prevents Python from throwing a tantrum when templates reference each other. So now, to keep this entire database perfectly clean, Cogni uses the highly clever deduplication system, because usually databases assign like a random ID to every single thing that you upload, and that is how you get duplicates. So Cogni allows you to flag unique identity fields instead, like a specific product serial number, a unique email address, or a file path. It takes those specific fields and generates a locked unique ID for that item. This basically means that if you upload 3 different documents that mention the exact same product serial number, Cogni won't create 3 duplicate nodes. It's automatically going to find the existing node. It merges the new information, and it simply links any new connections directly to it. So your graph stays clean, organized, and lightweight. Lastly, Cogni makes these connections incredibly easy to search. So there is a simple setting you can turn on called embed triplets. Basically, when this is active, the engine takes the connections into your graph and saves them as a small searchable sentences. So instead of your own, your AI only searching for isolated words, it can actually search for relationship patterns, like product X is built by company Y, right? So this is what makes the memory incredibly sharp and highly queryable. Now, this is not just a conceptual theory. Developers and enterprise platforms are actively running this in production. First, we have KnowUnity, a massive European student platform. They tried understanding user proximity and relationships using standard sparse vector embeddings and relational SQL databases. But the SQL queries quickly became unmanageably complex. And using Cogni, they built and deployed a production-grade proof of concept, mapping the relationships of 40,000 students in just 2 days. Next, we have SlideSpeak, which basically integrates memory into document generation. So instead of forcing users to generate presentations from scratch in isolated, disconnected sessions, they integrated Cogni's long-term memory layer so that the application retains shared user context and dynamically improves the presentation outputs over time. And then there is code-based parsing. So if you're building a custom coding agent, standard vector RAG is incredibly weak because it cannot understand file dependencies that spread across a code base. With Cogni, you can parse an entire repository using libraries like Parso and Jedi and load the files as custom code file objects. And the engine builds a structured, queryable dependency graph of your code structure, allowing your coding assistant to traverse class inheritances and see exactly how modifying a file in one folder will affect modules across your entire repository. And finally, we have first-party agent integrations. So if you're using tools like, you know, Claude Code, Cursor, MCPE clients, Cogni connects to them natively. So for Claude Code, you can just install a local plugin. It automatically hooks into Claude's lifecycle. So, you know, capturing prompt histories, tool traces, and code diffs into session memory, and automatically running an improvement pass to commit that knowledge to your long-term graph the moment you exit your session. So how do you actually deploy this? If you want to run everything locally, you get to have a completely offline zero infrastructure setup. Your vector, graph, and metadata databases run embedded directly on your machine for free. You can even launch the entire interactive visual dashboard on your local host using a single function call, Cogni Start UI. This fires up the local frontend on port 3000 and the backend API on port 8000, keeping all your data safely on your machine without sending a single byte to an external service. But if you are building an enterprise application that needs to scale, you can transition to Cogni Cloud. Cogni Cloud gives you a fully manageable auto-scaling backend. So under the hood, it orchestrates pipelines as serverless container jobs running on model, utilizing hosted Kuzu Graph databases, LandsDB tables, Postgres SQL databases, and S3 for completely isolated multi-tenant workspace namespaces. So the transition is virtually seamless because the Cloud Python SDK uses the exact same API and package structure as the open source library. So you simply initialize your cloud URL and API key with await cogni.server call, and all of your local remember and recall operations are automatically routed and processed in the cloud. Now let's be objective here. Who is this actually for? If your application only needs simple keyword lookups, or if you're just doing some basic document search, like standard vector RAG is, you know, perfectly fine for that, has lower latency. You don't need to introduce like a complexity of graph database schemas if you do not have relational data. But if you are building autonomous agents that need to retain memory across different conversations, or if you're dealing with like a multi-source enterprise, you know, silos where the answers require connecting the dots between various files, static vector databases, you know, simply will not cut it. You need a persistent structured context graph. So the open source core is completely free, and it's Apache 2.0 licensed, I believe. So you can build with it on your own hardware without worrying about licensing limitations. Give it a look, try running it on the local UI. Let me know in the comments how you are handling long-term memory for your AI systems. Let me know if you have any questions in the comment sections below as well. And you can find all the links to the description in the description below as well for Cogni. It's open source, so you can, you know, contribute to the project as well and join their community to ask more questions directly to the maintainers. And yeah, thanks for watching. I'll see you in the next one. Bye.